Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. We start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before with a recording from 1939 by the instrumental group the Bobcats. They were carved out of a larger orchestra led by Bob Crosby, one of the best, the Bob Crosby Orchestra. And they brought us a song called Washington and Lee Swing. That was written by Thornton Allen and Charles Robbins. We have a fine selection of music for you this morning. Recordings from many years ago. I believe we're starting in around 1931. And we're going to include recordings going through to 1956. And we've got some wonderful musicians for you this morning and some lovely voices. Well, amongst our lovely voices is our next artist, and that's Margaret Whiting. She's noted for having such a wonderful, warm, lyrical voice and a delightful style. She'd started out in the early 40s and worked a lot with Johnny Mercer on the Capitol label. This is, I believe, from 1950, and it's a song written by Rodgers and Hart, and it's called I Didn't Know What Time It Was. And Margaret is accompanied by the orchestra, led by Buzz Adlam. Then we'll go back to 1940 to a very prolific musician. That's Eddie Condon. Of course, he was a wonderful guitarist. And he was by way of being a bit of a jazz entrepreneur, because he was responsible for setting up so many of the formats for the small group recordings in the 1940s and also back in the 30s. He also had a nightclub where many of these performers plied their art. And we're very grateful to Eddie for all of this. Well, this particular recording is made, as I said, in 1940, and it's called Dancing Fool. It was written by Francis Wheeler and Harry Beasley Smith, along with Ted Snyder. Eddie's joined by Marty Marsala on trumpet, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, George Brunies on trombone. Pretty famous pianist in the studio that day, and that was Fats Waller. Eddie, of course, guitar, Artie Shapiro on bass, and the ever-wonderful George Wetling on drums. Then we'll go back further to 1933, to a lady that we featured a lot on the show lately, and that's Mildred Bailey. Now, she made many, many recordings for the Columbia and Brunswick labels back in the 1930s, and this is, as I said, from 1933. She's joined on this one by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, featuring the trumpet of Bunny Berrigan and also a vocal from Chick Condon. The song is written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revell and is called Doing the Uptown Lowdown. And we'll hear now from Margaret Whiting, I Didn't Know What Time It Was.
I didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. Held my hand, warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone, grand. See your face, feel your touch, hear your voice say, I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, I danced with Jim and Paul and kiss some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. But now I know I was naive. To be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice say, I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
Billy, you sure look righteous.
Out of my way, chick. I feel righteous.
Where you going? Uptown?
Yeah, for a taste of lowdown.
Ooh-wee.
Where do we get that music that puts the swing so hot in us? Where is life never dull, humdrum or monotonous? Hop a subway, hop a cab, shoot right up to Harlem, where the population found a new sensation. Screen celebs and stage satellites, social debs and high hat lights, masses, classes, doing the uptown lowdown, where they spend their simoleons just to watch those Creoleans skipping, hipping, doing the uptown lowdown. You find laughter after midnight, that's their playtime. Heidi Haytime, what price? Yeah, man. Bankers with their Cinderellatives, listening to those hot high yellatives, up in Harlem, doing the uptown lowdown.
Thank you.
screen celebs and stage satellites, social debs and hi-hat lights, masses, classes, doing the uptown lowdown, where they spend their simoleon just to watch those Creoleans skipping, hippin', doing the uptown lowdown. You find laughter after midnight, that's their playtime, hidey-hay time. What price?
Yeah, man.
Bankers with their Cinderellas, listening to those hot hi-yellities, up in Harlem, doing the uptown lowdown.
Well, how was it uptown?
Well, it was no bring down.
Did you hear him swing down?
Yeah, but it wouldn't mean a thing down here.
You just heard from Mildred Bailey from 1933 with a Mack Gordon Harry Revell piece, Doing the Uptown Lowdown. Mildred was joined by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra along with Chick Gondon. Before Mildred, we heard Eddie Condon and his band Dancing Fool from 1940, and we started out with the ever lovely Margaret Whiting, I Didn't Know What Time It Was. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and I'm bringing you some fine recordings from many years ago, from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. We'll hear some of the great jazz artists and some of the very fine singers, along with some nice orchestras, too. Our next recording is from 1953, and it's from a legendary performer, and that's Sidney Bechet. He's very famous for his work on the soprano sax, also on the clarinet, and I believe he's joining us today on the soprano sax, with a group called his Blue Note Jazzmen. Now, they consist of course, Sidney himself, Jonah Jones on trumpet, Jimmy Archie, trombone, Buddy Weed on piano, Walter Page on bass, and Johnny Blowers on drums. They're going to bring us a jazz classic called Sweet Georgia Brown. And that was written by Ben Burney and Maceo Pinkard. Following Sidney, we'll hear the voice of Vic Damone, 1956. So Vic is well along in his solo career at this point, and really showing us what a gorgeous voice and wonderful range he has. It's another Rodgers and Hart composition, Richard Rodgers, of course, and Lawrence Hart. And Vic will bring us Wait Till You See Her. And then back to 1949, and we're going to go across to the UK and hear from the orchestra led by Robert Farnon. He, of course, was a Canadian musician, composer, and arranger who settled in the UK after the end of World War II and went on to have a fabulous career, very well respected, composing light classical music and arranging and conducting orchestras for performances of some of the great standard tunes of the time by the great composers. We'll hear him with one of the last mentioned, and that is a song written by Harry Warren and Ira Gershwin called You'd Be Hard to Replace. And in addition to Robert Farnon, who is conducting the orchestra and bringing us his wonderful orchestration, we'll hear from Catherine Oldfield, who brings us the lyrics. And we'll start with Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jazzmen, Sweet Georgia Brown.
Thank you.
See her, see how she looks. Wait till you hear her laugh. Painters of paintings, writers of books, never could tell the half. Wait till you feel of her glance, pensive and sweet and so wise, all of it lovely, all of it thrilling. I'll never be willing to free conceive. It's so hard to be
just heard Robert Farnon and his orchestra with an exquisite version of the Harry Warren Ira Gershwin composition You'd Be Hard to Replace. Recorded in 1949, Robert was joined by Catherine Oldfield, who brought us the words. Before that, we heard Vic Damone, always a very welcome visitor to the show, with the Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart piece Wait Till You See Her, which Vic recorded in 1956. And we started out with Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jasmine from 1953, Sweet Georgia Brown.
This sound eats good.
That's some tasty music there, huh?
We're listening to the radio on
CHUO 89.1.
Yeah, it's that community radio station out of Ottawa.
That's weird.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to recordings from the 1930s through to the 1950s. I believe we start in 1931 and we go through to 1956. Well, our next recording is taken from 1936. And it's from the band led by Artie Shaw. I think this may have been his first band. He had several. And it was a particularly fine band. He's joined on this particular recording by vocalists Peg LaCentra and Wes Vaughan. The song is called 1-2, Button Your Shoe. And it was written by Johnny Burke and Arthur Johnson. Then we'll go forward to 1947 to an artist who is often appearing on this show, and rightly so, Buddy Clark, What a lovely, rich, warm voice he had. A very relaxed style, and also a great precision in his interpretation of lyrics. Well, Buddy will bring us a song written by Cole Porter this morning. It's called You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, and it was featured in the musical Something to Shout About. And we'll start with Artie Shaw, 1-2 Button Your Shoe, from 1936.
Button your shoe, put on your coat and hat. I play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. 3-4, open the door, hurry for heaven's sake. I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. 5-6, my heart does tricks as I picture all your charms. 7-8, you're at the gate and you walk into my arms. 9-10, kiss me again, tell me you get a thrill, just as I hope you will, while I'm waiting for you.
the breeze on high sang a lullaby, you'd be all that I could desire. Under stars that are chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to.
You just heard from Buddy Clark, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, written by Cole Porter and recorded in 1947. And we started out with Artie Shaw from 1936, 1, 2, Button Your Shoe.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m., coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you are listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're coming to you, as usual, on Sunday mornings from the University of Ottawa, with songs written and performed many years ago. These are original recordings of songs that were performed by some wonderful musicians and some fabulous voices. And we're going to go now to one, we're going to stay actually in the year 1947, to a recording made by an orchestra led by trumpeter Billy Butterfield. Well, Billy, like so many in this morning's show, is no stranger to the program, and he had a marvelous trumpet style. He started out in the late 30s, played for a while with the orchestra led by Bob Crosby, then with, I believe he was with Artie Shaw's orchestra for a while, and around about the mid-1940s he set up his own big band. It lasted a couple of years and produced some lovely recordings, of course featuring Billy's wonderful trumpet. And but of course, Billy's probably best known for his appearances in the small group format for for the many independent labels, and for his touring and concert work over the years. Well, this morning he'll bring us a song written by Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed called Appropriately. We look forward to this on a Sunday afternoon. And then we're going to go back 10 years to lovely lady, Billie Holiday. She was making recordings for the Brunswick Columbia label at this time with many of the great jazz musicians that were in town at the time and performing across the country. So this is jazz history in the making. She's joined on this recording by Count Basie and members of his band. So pretty well, there you go, the royalty of the jazz world. And the song is written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, and it's called They Can't Take That Away From Me, and that's Billie Holiday. And then we're going to go back another 6 years to 1931, and we'll go back across the Atlantic to the orchestra led by Ray Noble. It was worked with the BBC around that time. It was called the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra. And it was conducted by Ray Noble, who was also an arranger and composer. He had a young vocalist with his band called Al Boley. And that's what we'll hear this morning, the combination of the Mayfair Dance Orchestra and Al Boley singing. The song is called Time on My Hands. It's written by Harold Adamson, Matt Gordon, and Vince Humans. And that'll be Al Boley and Ray Noble. And we'll start with Billy Butterfield and his orchestra on a Sunday afternoon.
The way your smile just beams. nothing but love in you. Then if you fall once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, your love affair. Time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart for you.
You just heard Al Boley with Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra, Time on My Hands from 1931. Billie Holiday joined us with the Count Basie Orchestra from 1937. Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields wrote it and Billie sang it, They Can't Take That Away From Me. And we started out with Billy Butterfield and his orchestra, with a song written by Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed on a Sunday afternoon. Recorded in 1947. Well, we're coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I do hope you can join me again, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from the days gone by. Please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for you this afternoon. And we have one more recording for you this morning, one of the greatest of the big bands, and the longest lived, I think, one of the longest lived, Woody Herman. This is from 1945. The song was written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. The words are brought to us by Francis Wayne, and it's called Love Me. Here's Woody Herman.
Sigh is the sentimental. There's no one who can thrill me. What am I to do? I'm helpless, so I'm content to be the fool that you.